Hey Wagwan people, I hope you are doing well. Thank you for joining on another episode of the Grey Zebra podcast. My name is Roger Gray, a creative based in Nairobi. I started this podcast because I wanted to share inspiring thoughts and ideas that are helping me in this journey of life. I believe that inspiration is one of the greatest things to share with one another. On this episode, I want to talk about your plateau. Have you got to a stage in your development where you feel there's a lack of movement, there's no growth, perhaps just a stagnation? We all experience this in different levels and stages in our development, and I just wanted to talk about how we can overcome it and just position ourselves where we never really have this problem. My name is Roger Gray. This is the Gray Zebra Podcast. Welcome. Hey, so as usual, I'd just like to begin by thanking each and every one of you for streaming in, tuning in to the podcast. It really does go a long way. Your support, the new listeners, thank you. Karibu sana. Yo, this is a welcome, very non-judgmental space. This is a place where you can be you, okay? So thank you for tuning in. And honestly, guys, I've been really holding back on you in so many ways than one, but I have been busy, been keeping myself occupied, keeping my mind busy, and keeping the flow of energy in a very constructive manner, trying to, not always on point, not always in the zone. I'm sure you can relate to that. But yeah, I've been trying, okay? And I am sorry. I am sorry for holding out on you. I do have already, I have pre-recorded two guest episodes. I haven't yet. And I recorded these weeks ago. I'm going to be uploading them after this episode. I'm going to be uploading those couple of episodes and just keep things moving. Okay. The issue is, I think I've just been having a lot of philosophical changes that I wanted to just go by in the podcast. You know, there's just a lot of changes, I guess, even within myself. So, you know, this podcast being sort of like a journal in some way, you know, I guess it's going to change as I change. So people, I'm changing, okay? Bear with me. But I hope to keep it consistent in terms of just the quality of the things I'm talking about. And, you know, another thing with podcasts is the feedback loop is not the greatest, you know, and that's why I really appreciate each and every one of you when you do tune in. Or streaming is because you go the next step to listen to this podcast. I'm so highly appreciative because it's not the most user-friendly. Like, YouTube is so much easier, right? And going back to this feedback loop, in YouTube, there's a comment section. You know, it's much easier to get the feedback and, like, know what people like and what don't like and maybe certain topics that you could recommend or people. It's just harder to communicate at this level that I'm in right now. Although, you know, obviously you can always DM me and just communicate with my personal profile on Instagram or the podcast profile on Instagram. It's, you know, feel free to hit me up. But I get it. Some people are shy. A lot of people are shy. And this is a podcast where I've kind of framed it around my introverted personality. So if you're anything like me, you probably wouldn't reach out to the podcast host. So I get you people, okay? I get you on that level. And I want to make it easier for you to communicate with me and just to have a better discussion. So I've talked about this before, bring it on YouTube, but now I'm really working towards it, okay? Before I hit a stumbling block. So here I'm starting again. I do want to get onto YouTube soon so we can all just have a conversation and you guys can talk amongst each other and, you know, we can just have that good flow of these discussions, because I just don't want to dictate my thoughts and say, you know what, think like me. No, I'm just, you know, offering ideas, solutions that are, you know, helping me, and that's all it is. So it's like a conversation. It's like a question mark, kind of. It's like a suggestion. It's like, hey, have this. Maybe it might work. So anyway, that's, oh man, this is one hell of an intro. I've taken up the whole time. Anyway, thank you all to the listeners, and please give me feedback. I do appreciate it. Okay, let's get to the topic of today. All right. Okay, so we're talking about plateaus. The Pluto plateau is talking about our limitations. Okay, the limitations that we place on ourselves. A plateau is a certain, you get to a certain place where there's stagnation, no growth. So, you know, when they say aim for the stars, and if you reach on the moon, it's a good thing, kind of, you know. So I'm kind of just going all with that cosmological metaphor. And you know what? Let's go to Pluto. All right. So, people, what's your plateau? Do you have one? You know, limitations that we have are usually self-imposed, and they're usually subconscious. Sometimes you don't even know that you have your limitations, right? So ask yourself, what are the limits to your growth? Are there limits? And you know, don't just tell yourself, don't bullshit yourself, right? Like, oh yeah, unlimited, sky's the limit or whatever. Don't just say cheesy lines. Like, really ask yourself, if I keep growing, where do I want to go? And if that, you know, sometimes it's hard to which is strange. Sometimes it's hard to even envision our own success. It's like you don't know what you want in life. You just want to be rich. You just want to be successful. You have these blank words, you know, that cover that whole situation. I want to be wealthy. But, you know, if you study the greats in life, they have been very specific about what they want to go and where they want to go and how much they want to earn. You know, so saying that you want to be rich isn't good enough. And you can't plan around, oh, I want to be rich, because there's a million ways, billions of ways. So it's like, you know, how do you position yourself where you really know what you're doing, right? So when you're asking yourself about these limitations, it's like, where can I get to with what I have now, with the talents I'm using, with the skills I'm using, with my drive? Where am I actually going? Like, for me, sometimes I have that honest conversation with myself, and I'm like, man, at this pace, you're not going anywhere. You know, like, real talk. You know, it's like, hey, you're not doing much. Your work ethic is, you know, wanting. There's so much that can be better. So, you know, you may want to be rich, but okay, look at your actions. Will it get you there? Okay, you'll probably get here with your current drive and the current actions that you take. So, you know, I tend to have that honest conversation with myself. And sometimes that's really how I fire myself up, because I'm like, dude, you're not doing enough. So do something right now. And, you know, it just keeps me kind of going. It keeps me motivated in some sense. Like, yo, don't be lazy. But sometimes, you know, it's not easy to kind of look at your success and forecast that. Sometimes it's easier to look at what you don't want, right? Maybe think of, you know, how far you can go down. And, you know, that can scare the shit out of you. And you'll be like, you know what? Damn, I'm closer to going down than going up. So I think that honest conversation has to be had. In the end of the day, that's where all the limitations are born anyway. So someone might tell you things, but it's about what you believe. Because if you believe them, you know, that's really your fault. Which is harsh, you know, like, let's say I'm sure someone out there has some really annoying parents who are like, yo, you're not, you know, and you know, you can't be an artist because you're not going to amount to anything, or you're not going to, you know, in the entertainment industry, you're not going to earn whatever. What are the chances of you being a success, you know? And sometimes we have these conversations with, you know, people who project their limited vision and imagination on you. But when you believe them, that's when it's the problem. You know, many people have unconsciously put their their thoughts on me, projected their limitations on me, you know. So it's like, I like, especially like, you know, artists, it's so easy to see these limitations. Just ask them, you know, their fees. That's an easy way to see someone's limitations. Finding out someone's worth, how much they think of themselves. That is the very easy way of determining your limitations. What are you worth? What are you worth? If you know that you're special, you know, because I'm sure there's people out there, you feel that there's something in you, you're special, you're different. You know, when they talk about that one person in the crowd that can do something about advice that's given in a TED talk or some keynote on YouTube, you count yourself as that person. You're not, you know what, I'm gonna be that person, right? And a lot of us find ourselves in that position where we are, you have these ambitions, and maybe we just all fool to ourselves. I don't know. Is it just me who considers themselves that 1%? I'm sure maybe it's like a human condition, right? We all feed into our own delusions. Delusions of grandeur, I think that's what they're called, right? And it's important to not have these delusions, but also it's important to be ambitious. And maybe those two, it's not really hand in glove, but maybe, you know, there's power in paradox. I've something I truly believe. Wherever there's something paradoxical, there's power in it. Kind of like the way being vulnerable actually makes you strong. You know, there's such great power in that paradox, right? If people can just tap into it, they can really feed into something that's a huge source of energy and power and control in one's life. So back to worth, right? This conversation on worth, knowing your worth or not knowing your worth. I know several people who suffer with, you know, depression and other mental issues and the self-esteem issues, and you know, some are worse than others, right? But can see, and I'm sure you know people like this as well, right? Whose life determines around their self-worth. And a lot of us, our lives do, subconsciously or consciously. How you view yourself really determines what you actualize out of yourself. What manifests comes from the ideas that are planted within yourself, right? You know, when you have low self-worth, even if you accomplish things, you'll look down on it. So it becomes a negative feedback loop where you can't satisfy yourself in any way. Wink, wink. Sorry, that's a naughty joke. When you're not happy with who you are, no matter what you do, you're going to find holes in it. This is why, you know, having a positive state of mind is really important. And being an optimist is something that you need to learn. You're not just born an optimist, you know. Some people are. But I think it can be a survival strategy. So really thinking positively about yourself and improving the way you see yourself, how you value yourself, what you're worth, can be a pivotal point in your life where you take things to the next level, because you realize there is no plateau. You can keep going. You can strive for even more, right? You're not limited to your locality. You know, maybe in my early 20s, I started thinking, you know, this is just an example. You don't have to do this. But it's just like a mind thing I do for myself. I started thinking in dollars. And as a Kenyan, you know, as an American listening to this, you're like, huh? But as a Kenyan, you know, as a third worldian, I just felt like this is another way where I don't limit myself to my locality. I always wanted to do things on a global scale. And those are the limitations or the lack thereof that I put on myself. I'm like, I'm not going to limit myself to the borders around me. So I started thinking in dollars. I'm like, you know what? Whenever there's any sort, anything to do with currency and what I want to earn, when I'm asking for, when I'm invoicing clients or when I'm collecting a salary or whatever it may be, I'm thinking in dollars. And I'm thinking about how other people in the world who do the same thing I do are paid. And I would compare myself, and I still do, to like Americans or anyone in the West, right? Because they get paid more than we do for doing the same thing, right? And there's a lot of things involved in that. You know, of course, there's, you know, just the different countries we're in. There's the level of skills, the term, you know, the development in industries. There's a lot of factors that go into that. I know. I would just think like this, and I'm like, you know what? I need to think of myself as, you know, this is what I should be earning. So that's kind of how I started thinking. That's just an example of ways you can up your limitations, or at least tear them down. I like to, although I talk about planning, and it's really critical, and I talk about notebooks and having a whiteboard and you know, all sorts of things that can help and be instrumental in your planning. But you also have to leave a lot of room for the unexpected. Whether that's in life and the things happening around you and things coming to you externally, but also within yourself, you know? It's like, never say never about yourself. Because someone is limiting themselves in terms of maybe languages they can learn. It's like, I can never learn French. But if you were in a position where you had to, you will. So the capacity is there. You know, the capacity within you. There is capacity within you to learn anything. And that's something I've just tried to tell myself. You know, when before I started reading, became a reader, which is, I think, my second episode. Or third, I always knew that I could read. And it's not like the ability to just read, but like, you know, wanting to read and becoming a reader. I just made myself believe that, like, this is what I want though. And I think a lot of us have to do that in terms of like in life and your ambitions. You know, first of all, that, you know, dealing with your self-worth is one thing. So you can have your imaginations and your fantasies, right? Impossible is possible. In many aspects within yourself, you can learn anything. So that's the message I wanted to kind of bring to you today. Do not have a plateau. Let your plateau be Pluto. But for real though, you know, don't limit yourself. Expect the unexpected out of yourself. One day you might start dancing, right? One day you might get into art. This, you know, I see a lot of, now that I'm really getting into my art, I watch different videos and tutorials and stuff, and just different content creators online. And in the comments, recently, I keep seeing elderly people commenting. They're like, hey, I'm 45 years old. I've been learning this stuff, and I decided to start painting. And I'm getting good, and I'm really getting confident. Another comment, hey, I'm 53 and, you know, same story. Hey, I know you listeners are all in your mid-20s. Some of you early 30s, some of you early 20s. So we're all super young, okay? It's really time to experiment, play around, try things, man. Try stuff. And even if you've chosen, if you know what you're doing, just don't limit yourself to that little thing that you got uncomfortable with. Do not get comfortable, and don't reach any, you know, don't be comfortable, because you might get into a rut, okay? And so you just want to just be extending your standards and breaking down any limitations and never reaching any kind of plateau, okay? Yo, that's all, man. I'm done for the day. I hope you guys got some value out of this. make sure you follow, subscribe, and do all that. And yes, look out for the guest episodes that are coming soon. I'm going to have there's an artist that's coming up. I'm just gonna say her name so you guys can look out for it if you know her. She's called Phoebe Ouma, and she's a Kenyan illustrator. She's gonna be coming up, as well as a former guest called Ken Bedder, who is a former creative director. He's an entrepreneur, and he's a crypto investor. We're gonna talk about crypto. We're gonna talk about NFTs, and how artists can get into that, and you know, a great conversation. We talk about all kinds of things. So I'm gonna be putting those ones up next, okay, after this episode. So look out for that next week. Hey, in the meantime, you guys take care. Remember, the plateau is Pluto. It's the Pluto plateau. Take care of yourselves, people. My name is Roger Gray, and this is the Gray Zebra Podcast. Peace.